Joining us on the phone right now, current Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney. And Eric, making it official over the weekend that you're running for the Attorney General position of Wisconsin. You've been DA in Fond du Lac County since 2012, into your third term. What prompted you to make the AG run now?
Well, Marty, thank you for having me on the program. I really appreciate it. And it's been a very deliberate thought process for me, especially over the last year, having seen going through Marcy's Law and expanded victim rights and the lack of leadership at the top from the Attorney General's office. And again, that lack of leadership during the pandemic from the very top. They've got fantastic assistant attorney generals in the office, but it feels like their hands are being tied. And then we're seeing their resources being reduced, essentially defunding the prosecution by essentially reducing the number of prosecutors in that office by it looks like at least a quarter or 26%. And then on top of that, we've seen our law enforcement having their backs against the wall over the year plus, probably more so than most, if not all, of our law enforcement officers have had in their professional careers. And the attorney general is the top cop or top law enforcement official in the state. And it's so critical that the attorney general support our law enforcement. And we're not talking about blind support either. If we have bad cops, which there are some, just like any profession, I don't want them in the profession. You don't want them in the profession. Your listeners don't, and our law enforcement doesn't want them in the profession. But it's so important that we not condemn and convict or these officers until we have all of the facts to make sure they have the same due process as we would afford anyone else. And we're seeing some, and I think our attorney general, pandering to certain interest groups because it helps them politically, and we can't be playing politics with community safety.
Again, joining us on the phone right now, Fond du Lac District Attorney Eric Toney, making the announcement over the weekend. He's running for the Attorney General of Wisconsin. You've handled the cold cases, intentional homicides, the violent crimes, the gun crimes. When you look on the years as county DA, what from those years do you think you can parlay into the AG role?
Well, I'm going into my ninth year as the DA now. I was elected for the first time in 2012, and I took office then in January of 2013. And I've handled such a wide variety of cases, and I've been so fortunate with those that I've worked with in my office, the attorneys, the law enforcement, that together as a team, we've been able to have some very good results. But on top of those cases and just the variety that I have handled, it's also managing and administering the office and deploying resources, you know, making our office a paperless office, which was a lifesaver during especially the early stages of the pandemic, where we were able to have employees, including our support staff, working remotely because of that process that we were able to put in place. And we've also reorganized the office by having specialized attorneys handling juvenile cases, sexual assault, domestic violence. And we're now in the process of also having a forensic interview room in the DA's office, which are sensitive child interviews where we can use that interview to reduce and sometimes eliminate their need to actually testify in a jury trial, which can be immensely helpful in cases. And, you know, balancing our budgets and working through that and working with our county board and county executive and having to build relationships. There are some similarities with that in the attorney general's office, just on a bigger scale with bigger budgets. But those experiences, as well as being the president-elect of our Wisconsin District Attorneys Association, have really prepared me to take on this challenge and help put the attorney general's office back on track and supporting law enforcement with a focus on criminal justice as the primary function of that office is.
Your opponent, the current Attorney General Josh Call, defeated Brad Schimmel by about 17,000 votes back in 2018. Without spilling too much candy in the lobby ahead of time, what's going to have to change to swing those votes and for you to come out on top in this run?
You know, every election cycle is different with different issues, different personalities, and Brad was a fantastic Attorney General for prosecutors and law enforcement, and we really miss him, and there are some things that can be outside of particular candidates' control with the political winds. But I'm really confident in the message and the team that's been organized that we'll be able to get over the finish line. But it's really, I'm just hoping that I'm going to be able to earn the support of, our local listeners here in Fond du Lac and across the state and get my message across and hope that that resonates with them. And I have core convictions as to why I'm running. I've never been someone that has been looking to put a title in front or behind my name. When I first was thinking about running for DA, I tried to get a couple other people to run for that office because it wasn't something that I was pining for, and those folks weren't interested. And so I stepped up to run, and I never had any grand plans of running for attorney general either. But as I saw what happened over the last year, it was clear to me that change was needed in that office to refocus the priorities of the office and not focus on politics, and the office needs to refocus on law enforcement.
Again, joining us on the phone, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, making the announcement that he is running for the Attorney General position in Wisconsin. You made the announcement over the weekend, and Attorney General Call's political director quick to send out a response to that. And in that response, they made it clear that AG Call has put safety first, strengthened the state's response to sexual assault, has gone after big corporation, and is looking to be a voice for the people of Wisconsin, not for the powerful, not for the special interest. You've pointed out somewhat a little different picture of that attorney general as it stands right now, correct?
Absolutely. You know, I hadn't actually seen the statement that you just read, so that's interesting. But there's no doubt they've been transferring positions out of their criminal litigation unit. So these are frontline prosecutors that assist law enforcement and district attorneys across the state. And they've made it more difficult for DAs across the state to gain assistance from the attorney general's office to either take cases or assist on cases. And they also haven't filled other positions for attorneys that have left. And so they've put a clear focus on the civil and political side of that office while playing politics with the community safety side of it and not making sure that those resources are staffed out. It looks like some degree at times they're trying to get out of the business of prosecuting. And I think that those decisions and lack of leadership are why I have 26 district attorneys across Wisconsin that are endorsing me, including pretty much every DA from the Fox Valley, all of the district attorneys from the Wild Counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington County. And I think that from the phone calls that I've had with DAs and sheriffs and law enforcement across the state, that's a consistent feeling that they're seeing as well. And so it's not just me saying this. This is something that DAs and sheriffs and law enforcement from across the state are seeing and experiencing.
And again, when you look at the DAs, the law enforcement, the folks that you have talked to over the last 6 months or so, and you go back to August of last year, the riots, the protests, and then the shootings down in Kenosha. Obviously, hindsight 2020, but given the view of where you're at now, running for an AG position, ways that could have been handled differently, perhaps, in your opinion?
Absolutely. You know, the Attorney General, they have law enforcement, the Division of Criminal Investigation that the Attorney General oversees. And those resources can be offered and deployed to any law enforcement agency that may need them, especially based on what we were seeing in Kenosha. The Attorney General should also have the ear of the governor and help make sure that the governor has the accurate and correct information on what law enforcement may need, because the governor has the ability to deploy additional resources, whether it's National Guard or State Patrol, but also making sure that they're not adding fuel on top of what was already a fire that was burning in Kenosha. And that's exactly what the governor did. And the attorney general was less than helpful in that circumstance. And our governor was condemning and convicting this officer on day one. And then when the Kenosha County District Attorney released his findings from that officer-involved death investigation, the governor essentially said that politics should have dictated a prosecution. And that was disgusting to me, because we have to let the rule of law rule the day in our country. That's what makes America's legal system the envy of the world. And when we have our state leaders not following that process, it's disheartening and it demoralizes law enforcement. And at times, I think, can embolden other people to engage in lawless activity. And so that leadership really matters, and words matter. And that's what we're missing from our leaders in Madison right now.
Again, when the announcement came out over the weekend that you were running for the attorney general position, social media doing what they do best and very quick to respond. And I would say it's a pretty similar breakout relative to the 2018 election, pretty much split those wildly excited about you running. Others saying just another rhino running for a political office. What do you say for folks that might be on the fence on whether they're going to make a vote for Eric Toney or not down the road?
You know, everybody is certainly entitled to their opinion. And what I just really hope is people will get to know me, that they'll follow the campaign and get to see why I'm doing this, what is motivating me, and not pay attention to all of the noise. Politics can get toxic and nasty, and I'm a prosecutor. I'm not a politician. You know, that's become a necessity, I think, for anybody that runs for elected office to try and navigate these minefields. But I've spent my career in the courtroom prosecuting cases and helping protect victims and putting criminals behind bars. But I've also helped with local officials lead the effort to bring a drug court to Fond du Lac County, which we hadn't had before, helped start our opioid coalition to help fill some of those gaps that we were seeing with treatment for those battling opioid addiction, which is now part of our drug-free communities group. And so I've been actively involved in, you know, we can't arrest our way out of these problems. We have to look at other alternative solutions to try and keep our community safe. And that's what I've been focused on and committed to. And that's what I'll do as Attorney General, is continue to look at every avenue that we can to keep our community safe, because we're not going to prosecute or arrest our way out of these issues.
Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney, running for the Attorney General of Wisconsin. And Eric, for those maybe that want to do a little more background on you and want to figure out a way to get in contact with you, best way to do that as this race unfolds?
Thank you, Marty. The best way to do that would be to go to erictoney.com. You can learn more about me, my background, the campaign. You can get a link to the Facebook or Twitter page. There's emails and phone numbers to contact on there. So going to erictoney.com is a fantastic way to stay in touch and follow the campaign. And just really hopeful that I'll be able to earn the listener support. And I've just been very humbled by the support that I've received from so many already, from our DAs and the numerous sheriffs across the state, and that I'm looking forward to this journey. And it's going to be a marathon, and I'm thankful that I've completed 7 of those, so that's helped prepare me for this.
Eric Toney, Fond du Lac County District Attorney, running for Wisconsin Attorney General. We thank you for the time, and best of luck in the race.
Thank you so much, Marty. Have a great day.